In the gospel today, Jesus responds to the different people who want to follow him, and the first one says he will follow Jesus wherever he goes, as if to say, I will. He seemed to have the impression that to follow Jesus was to have a good time, or have an easy time, or have, you know, time of, you know, always interesting things happening, was miracles happening all around him, people following him, adulation here and there. And Jesus says, no, the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. To follow me means to sacrifice, to live a life of sacrifice. And many Christians, especially those who are just becoming Christians, as the parable of the sower says, you know, many people receive the word and they have joy, but they don't last when the difficulties come along. So to follow Jesus means to embrace a life of sacrifice, to embrace some crosses, maybe not straight away, maybe not enormous crosses. It depends on what God's will is for us, but there must be that spirit of sacrifice, not a life of self-seeking, but a life of giving to God and giving to others. And the other next follower wanted to go and bury his father first. One explanation of that I've read was that this person's father may not have died yet, but he was perhaps on his last days, and so he wanted to spend the last days with his father and then bury him. And Jesus says, go, no, you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Let the dead bury the dead. Let the other family members take care of that, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Don't let these family matters prevent you from doing God's will. And the third person wanted to go say farewell to his family, and Jesus said, no one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what is left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. Do not look back to the things of the world. I remember when I was considering the priesthood in another religious community that was more active than ours is, there was a certain amount of freedom and certain amount of vacations and whatnot, but also a religious life, and it was an active, more an active community. It was